Got Chamber Director Gary Pearson in studio. And North Platte Area Chamber and Development. That's the official title, isn't it?
There you go.
Yeah, I got it right. All right. Pat myself on the back for that one. Because it's a string for sure. What's your official title again, Gary?
President and CEO.
Okay. That's, you know, I was kind of going to go with that, but then I don't want to call you something you're not.
Oh,
either,
I get
know?
Called all kinds
You get
of things.
Called all, yeah. yeah you,
it's it, all right.
It runs again. You're the head honcho. We can just go through the whole list, right?
There you go.
For sure. Exciting things happening always since I've been here. It's just amazing. I didn't know there was this much going on, but there's always things bubbling under that we don't get to see right away that you deal with that you can't really divulge to the public until it gets to a certain stage. But I know we're all excited about things happening. The Panda Express is progressing greatly, and that makes a lot of people happy, especially those that love Chinese food. So
yeah, well, we've had 25 new restaurants in the last 3 years. That's
isn't that amazing?
Yeah, it is
about
amazing.
80 a year. You know,
yeah, it's put a little obviously strain on the workforce. You know,
good problem to have.
Yeah,
though,
we've got to catch up. I mean, the housing is going to be critical this next year. So, but it's really exciting times, and you know, you work just as hard in those times that. Doesn't seem like a lot's going on, but you got to always lay the groundwork for other things to evolve and emerge. And we've got a lot of things that have come to fruition, and about $2 billion of projects out there moving forward, so or have been completed. And we've got a lot more coming. And we just, so it kind of leads up to, you know, once a year, we got to kind of catch our breath and celebrate a little bit. And so our annual meeting's tomorrow. And so we're going to have our big celebration there, honor a lot of very deserving people with some community awards, and also kick off the night with legendary Husker volleyball coach John Cook.
Yeah.
You know, thank the Fox Theater Community Playhouse representative so much for allowing us to have his event there so more people could attend. And we'll have almost 600 there by.
I was going to ask you, how much does that hold?
Yeah, it's just phenomenal. It'll hold 800 plus, okay. but so we got, you know, we still could sell tickets today if somebody would like to attend. It's separate from our regular event. Our
right.
regular event is sold out and has been for a couple weeks now,
right.
which is wonderful to see. I mean, people want to see people get a deserving recognition and a pat on the back and thanks from the community for everything that they've done. So it's going to be an exciting night, and no better way to kick it off than to have Coach talk about dream big, dream like a champion. And
I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, he's definitely proved
be there.
It, too. So should be an hour-long presentation. It's going to be pretty phenomenal. Got several students coming, too, which is the reason we kind of – crafted this thing for a Wednesday night to avoid a lot of the school activities, and hopefully some of the sports teams can wrap up their practices early and have the kids be able to hear his talk. It's a very inspiring, once-in-a-lifetime thrill to hear the inside workings, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's no different than economic development. I mean, you got to do a lot of preparation, a lot of hard work behind the scenes. Before you ever play the game, you know, where the fancy and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So really looking forward to hosting Coach Cook. And it's one of those wow moments. The other day I picked up the phone and goes, hey, this is John Cook. I'm going, oh, really? Is this Coach Cook or Cowboy Cook? You know, but such a great guy. And we had a good talk about what this event's all about and unfolding. And he's also doing another event immediately following ours. So we're just going to make good use of his time. And then those people that have got the full-blown ticket for all events, then we'll have them go across the street to Venue 304 and go through the food line and grab a beverage. And then we'll get on with our annual meeting and the very deserving community awards that we're going to give out.
Yeah. Yeah, you have a lot of, I'm sure it was kind of a challenge probably for you to pick out the winners of everything because there's so many deserving people and businesses, right?
The nice thing about doing it once a year is, you know, there are phenomenal people to choose from. Our selection committee does a great job every year just really thinking it through and making sure that you know, the timing is right for the folks that will be honored, and I can run right through them if you want me to
quickly. Yeah, go ahead.
Our Community Impact Award this year will go to Whitetail Management with Jeff and Shay Caldwell. You know, two phenomenal volunteers.
I just met Shay a couple of weeks ago. Yeah,
it's just a great couple, and they own 5-6 businesses in the downtown area. Done so much for downtown redevelopment and the spirit of the, you know, the canteen spirit and getting the historic district formed and the Creative Arts District, and you name it, you know, and then some of the actual events like, you know, some of the car events that are held in the downtown area. But there's a lot of really outstanding downtown people that work hard, but Jeff and Shay have just, the last 10 years have just really worked hard. And, our Professional of the Year this year is Lincoln County Sheriff Jerome Kramer. You know, he's just provided outstanding leadership in his...
Nobody going to argue with that.
Yeah, 30-plus years. And he just... we're very blessed to have a county sheriff like that. And, you know, and he's made that detention center kind of a, you know, a profit center for the county and taken a lot of the burden off the taxpayers just with his foresight and leadership. And our Business CEO of the Year is Ivan Mitchell, Great Plains Health. They just celebrated their 50th anniversary.
Big one.
Ivan's provided just outstanding leadership there and has built, him and his team have built Great Plains Health into a real economic impact center for North Platte and draw patients in from an area the size of state of Pennsylvania. It's just phenomenal.
That latest building is a physical therapy building, right?
Yep.
Right along Jeffers. Yeah. That went up just like bingo. I mean, it was like nothing when I started here in March.
Isn't that
and it's just like snap, snap, snap. Yeah. It's done. Ready to go. It's like we don't waste any time. You know,
the aesthetics of the appearance of the community because, you know, think about how much traffic comes off that interstate and travels down US 83 doing Jeffers. And it just makes such a striking appearance. And so there have been a lot of improvements like that along Dewey and Jeffers, especially in the last couple decades. Yeah. So it just it really makes a statement about North Platte.
Mm-hmm.
Our Economic Development Partner of the Year is Walmart, Inc. You know, the Walmart now impacts about 2,000 jobs in the community. I mean, you got three distinct operations. You got the Supercenter, the Walmart Distribution Center, and now their partnership with Sustainable Beef. You know, it's those are all critical factors. We'll go into a little detail on each one of those tomorrow night. But very, very deserving of the honor. Our Housing Developer of the Year, and of course, housing's been our main emphasis here in recent years, and so we're honoring MAD Development and the Lofts and Rentals, two upper floor housing projects in the downtown area. So the Hodsons did the Lofts and Rentals over there where Wise Choice her business is, and then Asper Accounting Firm, Jeff Moore, Matt Hawks, and then Kim Hip is their housing person and runs her own agencies. They partner together on this upper floor development above the accounting firm. And really, those are so cool for downtown to have that kind of a redevelopment and take space that has been vacant for years and years and years and turn it into living quarters using the open spaces, you know, and the lofts and just phenomenal. It's just so cool.
I'd like to take a tour of that.
Oh, yeah. At our open house, people couldn't believe it. We had a ribbon cutting and just that, holy smoke, you know.
Yeah.
And we wanted to do it before everybody, you know, rented them out.
Right.
So people could see them. But just absolutely spellbinding. Entrepreneurs of the Year, Hyde Park Apparel, Josh and Caitlin Spurley. They've went from a part-time home-based business to a full-time home-based business. Denial brick and mortar in the downtown area. They're going to have their ribbon cutting here in a few weeks. But boy, they did it the old-fashioned ways. I took those old used footballs and made it into hat apparel with the team logos on it, and really have caught the attention of people nationwide. I think they have representation in like 30 plus states now, and they had a feature story on one of the Husker football shows, you know, and just very, very cool.
That will be cool.
New business of the year. You know, we've had a lot of new businesses. It's pretty hard to select just one, but you think it's one that just was kind of a trailblazer that people had that wow moment, like that's the North Platte, you know, but Chick-fil-A, you know, and they have just knocked it out of the park. And they just the young management team there is just Nick and Leah that are the franchisees. Mm-hmm. They've taken it to heart to make this something special. And they do they do a lot of philanthropic things for the community as well. Business of the year is Chief Industries. Chief has really stepped up its game and help in North Platte. I mean, they've always had a phenomenal presence for the last 50 years across the state of Nebraska, in particular Grand Island, where they're based. But but they have reached out to other trade center communities and really had an impact, and they've done that here. They've helped build nine spec buildings along with Mark Luther, local entrepreneur, investor out at our Twin Rivers Business Park. All have businesses in them now. They've helped build some other things here. They did the acquisition agreement with the city of North Platte on the former Iron Eagle area out there. They got a new housing development coming forward there. And then we continue to have the affordable housing. You'd almost call it a crisis, you know, with availability. They step forward again, purchase another piece of property along Phillip Avenue, and they're going to put a mobile home park in there. And then they partnered with us with their division of, with Bonneville Homes on our modular housing subdivision up at Mulligan Meadows, and, which has really taken shape. We have 12 homes in there now. Eventually, we'll have 51, and we're building a multifamily complex there also. And all of that was because Chief was willing to, you know, to invest in North Platte. They believe in our future. They want to be a partner in it, and they also really support our economic development efforts. They're a platinum member that contributes financially to our economic development efforts. Also going to honor Joe Hughley for his distinguished service.
We got to honor Joe. 40 years.
The county had a really nice ceremony for him. We just felt with he spent 38 years on our board of directors and our economic development committee. County always appoints that county position, and we just felt, you know, it'd be more appropriate to honor Joe at our event since he's been such a critical part of it. And then our final honor of the evening will be our Chamber Legacy Award. These are always goes to somebody who's spent a lifetime not only being a big part of what the Chamber and development has always been about in North Platte, but just super citizens for the city of North Platte and Lincoln County. Larry and Paula Stobbs, and Larry's spent a lifetime in the insurance business. Paula was a pharmacist, but they've done so many volunteer things for the community. And then Paula's teenage rodeo, Miss Nebraska Rodeo, I should say. She's been a huge, huge part of over the years, and they always host the queens at their home and and help organize the event, and just comes off flawlessly during that Queen Week in North Platte. So phenomenal people. We're so pleased to be able to honor these folks. It'll be our board chair's last meeting, Megan McGowan. She's Chief Development Officer for Great Plains Health, a phenomenal leadership, such grace in her leadership, too. But, you know, she's got a little of that Sandhill spunk in her. She grew up a Sandhills ranch girl, and we need a tough issue taking a task. She doesn't back down, so I really appreciate everything that she's done. And Tanner Patera has been the vice chair this past year. He'll step into the chairmanship role, and he's with Hub International. And then Hans Julius will become, was elected our vice chair, and he's with Nebraska Land Bank. So, and then we have some outgoing board members that will be honoring two phenomenal bankers that just put a ton of time and energy over the past 6 years into making us successful. And that's Leland Poppy with First Interstate Bank, and Corey Johansson, who was with FNBO, is now with Nebraska Land Bank. But two guys I couldn't have said more about. It just seems like every year we lose all Americans off of our board of directors. So you always got to fill those spots with up-and-coming people. And this year, Misty Robertson with FNBO, Levi Fisher with Equitable Bank, and Sean O'Neill with the Quick Stop Convenience Stores were elected to our board of directors and will assume their roles at our annual meeting. So we'll move quickly through the annual meeting, the ceremonial part of it. I'll give my year in review with John Cook in part of the event this year. We want to keep things a little bit more brief, and so I won't go quite as much detail as I have in the past, but we'll hit the highlights and get on with the program and honor the recognizing the people's where the big thing is tomorrow night.
Good.
And honoring them, and with closing remarks after that, and then we'll probably just celebrate a little year for a little while. Our end of our fiscal year is October 1. That's when we kick off a new year in our organization. So what better time to do that than October 1st?
Yeah, that's great. And as you said, that the annual meeting part is sold out, but there's still tickets available. They can contact the chamber if they want to go hear Coach Cook speak.
Yeah,
right.
Contact the chamber, ask for Marla or anybody that answers the phone. Mm-hmm. And I should also mention the staff. They're just phenomenal. Marla, she's our events coordinator and membership coordinator, and she loves events. She lives for this stuff. I think it really stresses a lot of people out, to do this, but she just lives for it. And so MarlaNPArea.com, you can email or call her down at the office. Cassie Condon does a awesome job as our vice president of operations. And Brenda Hillenbrand is our bookkeeper, office assistant. Everything's a team approach with the staff, and they help me keep my sanity every day.
I'm sure they do.
And I never have to worry about them doing their job. They're just phenomenal people.
Your big idea thing wrapped up taking nominations for that. Now you got to go through and choose all the people, right?
Cassie does a great job with that. She did extend the deadline.
Oh, she did.
The deadline now is Sunday, October 5th.
Okay.
We had some last-minute calls, and people wanted to know if they could get in. And we were a little didn't have quite as many adults, and we got a lot of youth in for the competition, but we could use a couple more adults. But all the details are on Big Idea North Platte. There's a light bulb there. Just go BigIdeaNorthPlatte.com. Hit the light bulb and all the details will come up. You have to fill the application out online, but we'll now take applications till Sunday, October 5th at midnight. And that's the final deadline. Inside the events, October 29th at Venue 304. I want to shout out to Keenan Management and Trego Dugan for being this year's sponsors, the cash awards and the scholarships for the students. And this event has generated several new businesses in the community. That's what's so gratifying about it, that people have this wonderful idea, and this gives them a platform to explore it, and then to see many of them blossom in the downtown area and local entrepreneurs. It's really heartwarming to see that.
Yeah, it is, for sure. Well, we're out of time, Gary. We were gonna mention the Hershey Rail Park, but
we can talk about that next
time. We can talk about that. Yeah, the more important stuff to talk about this time. Appreciate you coming in, as always, and we'll schedule you in the final week of October and get more updates. I know that Amazon Center is it's progressing. They don't give you any information, but you can observe. They're done with putting the touches on the outside, and now they're centered on the inside. So it could be any day or a week, right?
Where absolutely, Corey. Yeah.
And that's going to provide a lot of jobs to the area, and that's what it's all about, jobs and housing. make the progression happen, right?
Yep, you can't have one without the other.
Yep, got it. Those are the two big biggies with economic development, for sure. And we appreciate your leadership at the Chamber, and appreciate you coming on and talking about things happening, exciting things.
Thank you, Corey. You do a great job keeping the community informed. I appreciate
it. See you tomorrow at the John Cook presentation or chat, okay?
Awesome.
Take care.